every one of those instances is breaking the law. I mean, the timeline is 6 months, and this is critical to fully assess the nature of the disability and what supports will be needed moving forward. And we have children, you know, who are languishing, who are not able to achieve their potential. It just has to be grappled with once and for all.
Is the issue staffing? Is the issue funding? Is it a mixture of both?
It's just, unfortunately, the product of a long-term failure in terms of staffing and training. What we're told by the HSE and in Donegal, like, we've had forums uniquely because of the waiting lists and the inability to fill a whole range of positions. Right across the spectrum, there's been a failure to fill positions, and this has gone on now for a long period. And it isn't just in terms of assessments that it needs. It's respite. It's the whole spectrum of care. And, you know, it is deeply, deeply frustrating that, you know, this is just getting worse and worse. And indeed, the government, who are breaking the law, you know, in terms of these delays, are actually now proposing to change the law rather than solve this issue. It's a long-running saga, but it's getting worse. And there has to be an acceptance now that we have a crisis, and everything must be done to get these assessments and needs, to get the framework for children to achieve their potential and to support the parents and the schools.